Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're going to investigate a musical instrument that's at the center of salsa music, the cowbell. Musicians play it with a percussive rhythm to keep time. But this instrument that is so important is really hard to find, and it turns out only a few people in the country can handcraft the cowbell. Mayan Silver of member station WUWM in Milwaukee introduces us to one of them.
So to refresh your ear, I go back to the high.
Ulysses Santiago is using a drumstick to play a few of the brightly colored cowbells in his music studio slash showroom. It's inside his home in Caledonia, 20 minutes south of Milwaukee. About 30 bells line the shelves along one wall. They're different sizes and shapes to make different sounds. Santiago demonstrates some of the tones, high, mid-high, low. The bells are painted in bold reds, purples, and blues. Each resonates differently depending on how they're held or struck.
So if you want it open, like, you want it more muffled, this is the same exactly bell. You can hit it on the side, in the middle. So you got to know how to combine all that. And different musicians have their unique style. That's what the beautiful thing about this instrument.
Santiago sells his bells under the name Yuli Percussion. They've been picked up nationally and internationally by big names like Puerto Rico's El Gran Combo, percussionists from Mark Anthony. Here, the band Don Perignon y la Puertorriqueña is using one of Santiago's creations.
It's so many artists that are accepting my instruments, and I've been very blessed with that.
Santiago says after a lull due to the COVID-19 pandemic, his cowbells are flying off the shelves.
It's like every other day I'm shipping bells out.
Santiago has spent years as a steel worker. His day job is assembling and maintaining railroad equipment. He's a percussionist in his spare time. But about 4 years ago, he felt called to action after Cali Rivera, master cowbell artisan of the Bronx, New York, passed away.
That's actually how this came, because I wanted his bell so bad, and I knew I couldn't get his bell, so I had that feeling as well. Hold on, I work with steel. I'm a musician, so let me attempt to try to make it, and it happened, you know.
Santiago set up shop in his garage, hung a large Puerto Rican flag on the wall, and built contraptions made out of wooden blocks, steel, and old railroad bumpers to help handcraft cowbells.
Yeah, so I had to come up with all these fixtures to make my life easier.
Santiago has mastered the rhythm of making a cowbell. He's self-taught, learning by trial and error. Here's his method. He cleans an hourglass-shaped piece of steel, bends it in half, pounds it multiple times until it forms the shape of a bell, welds the bent formation together, waits for it to cool down, grinds the metal so there's no sharp edges, cleans it again, powder coats it with a special gun, which creates a colorful, shiny finish. Then he bakes it in a big oven in his garage.
Put it like in 420 degrees or 400 degrees and leave it for 30 minutes. And then the powder melts to the steel.
Out comes a Yuli Percussion cowbell.
This is the stamp for Yuli Percussion.
On a recent afternoon, Santiago jammed with his two friends, Jose Santaia and Tony Ayala. They're using several different Yuli percussion bells and timbales, bongos, and congas, playing rhythms like the cha-cha and Mozambique. Playing the rhythms is an art and a science, much like creating the bells themselves. So Santiago says he's still pushing himself to perfect his craft.
You know, we don't have no prints or nothing. It's all by head, you know, until we get the right bent, the right shape, and for the right sound.
Meanwhile, Yuli percussion cowbells are signposts for staying on beat. Handcrafted for salsa bands far and wide. For Here and Now, I'm Mayan Silver.